Adore Delano does not waste any time. After winning our hearts on RuPaul's Drag Race, America's favorite Chola is rocking the top of iTunes dance chart with her new single, DTF, which peaked at number 2. The entire album, Till Death Do Us Party, comes out today. Buy it now on iTunes. It's currently at number 4.
Listen as the lovely Adore Delano joins us to talk about the things that we didn't get to see on RuPaul's Drag Race, like her fight with Milk and the strange challenge where they had to give makeovers to taxidermied squirrels.
Plus, how's her relationship with La Ganja Estranja doing now?
Why she loves being compared to Adventure Time's Lumpy Space Princess.
Is there anything left to say about Shemale Gate?
And the bride who dragged her newborn baby on the train of her wedding dress.
I'm Fausto Fernos.
I'm Mark Fillion.
And this is Feast of Fun.
Attention all non-basic queens. Attention all non-basic queens. Show how fierce and fabulous you are with our drag queen inspired t-shirts.
Reading is fundamental.
Hunty.
The shade is strong with this one.
And Shantae. Fabulous fashion for guys and gals with charisma, uniqueness, nerve, and talent. Available at feastoffun.com/store.
Wednesday's panties on a Friday night. Driving movie and I'm getting mine. Bounce that 93 Honda Civic. Stacked in the back and he's all up in it. Don't wanna meet your mom, such an epic fail. Order up your bra from the fucking mail. And your profile pic, it's not even you. I'm reading 6'3", more like 5'2".
Adore Delano doesn't waste any time. After winning our hearts on RuPaul's Drag Race, America's favorite Chola is rocking the top of iTunes dance chart with her new single, DTF, which peaked at number 2. The entire album, Till Death Do Us Party, comes out today. Buy it now on iTunes. It's currently at number 4. Welcome to Feast of Fun, Adore Delano.
What's up, fool?
Yay.
Party.
Party time.
Welcome. Party is your catchphrase.
Yeah, I didn't mean for it to be, but I mean, whatever.
So it wasn't something intentional.
No, it was. It's like saying girl or something. Like, I don't say I'm fishy. I just say party. It just fits in everywhere.
Did you know it was going to be a catchphrase, or was it like afterwards they edited it and you're like, oh, so this is my thing now?
Hand to God, put on my mother's life. May God strike her dead if I'm lying. I really did not intentionally try to, because it's like when I'm nervous, like a defense mechanism, any type of thing, I would just say party. Like, and I was like, clean your fucking room. I'm like, party. Like, it just, it fits everywhere.
At least that's the way you talk all the time.
It is.
At least
yeah.
You didn't say absolutely.
Well, I could
or
have.
Okay. Then people
So you're also associated a lot with that pink cloud from Adventure Time.
She's purple and her name is Lumpy Space Princess. That is my fucking spirit animal, clearly.
So you're making a lot of your fans very happy by saying this.
Yes, it's my spirit animal.
Because people were like, I hope she doesn't get offended.
No.
This is what happened. The fans were taking clips of you from the drag race and then superimposing them on Fluffy Space Princess's
Lumpy.
Clips. Lumpy from Adventure
We're old.
Time.
We don't know Adventure Time.
So am I.
I'm old, baby.
And,
Come as a slag.
You got lumps. That's what happened.
Well, were you like a little bit like, I'm not lumpy.
No, I'm like, I'm fucking cool. Purple's my favorite color. I talk just like her, apparently, so it's not offensive. It's like, it was really fun to watch, and I watched everyone. It's hilarious.
Congratulations on having your single, DTF, hit the top of iTunes dance charts.
Oh, thank you so much.
What the fuck? WTF, DTF, what does it stand for?
It means down to frolic.
Oh, I thought it was down to fart.
Oh, frolic?
No? Am I wrong?
It's like art pop. It can mean anything.
So it's slang for down to fuck.
It's just slang for down to fuck. Okay. What, all the kids know it. If you're a cool kid and you're fucking, then you know what it stands
go
for.
Go on Urban Dictionary if you don't know.
Exactly. Well,
I didn't know. Maybe it was some slang.
No, I had to Google it. It came up
I've
Urban
Dictionary.
I've
never in all
no,
my years on Grindr or Scruff, nobody's ever said DTF.
Are you like kidding? They sell shirts in LA that say DTF on it.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
So you can advertise that you're like...
Fucking,
so I can work, like, stand out in the corner and down to fuck, like, the little cash symbol underneath.
This is dropping right now.
Yeah.
This is dropping right
Adore,
now.
Adore, it takes you so long to get your laundry done.
It does.
Reference
it gets you
video,
a long time to
it.
Get through that laundromat.
Well, I wasn't used to cleaning my clothes, so when they were like, you have to wash your clothes, I was like, wait, what? Like,
yeah. That's why you're pouring out the detergent. You're like, I don't have time for this.
Yeah, I was like, this is all new to me.
This is, you're like, I got this hunky guy in front of me. Oh, you know,
who is that hot guy? And will you give me his number?
That's Max Emerson, I think. Is that his name? Max Emerson? Yeah, Max Emerson. He's the Abercrombie and Fitch model.
Well, that's not surprising.
I don't fucking know. Look at this is the thing. I know that he was hot, and he knows he's hot. So it's not like he's not my type, but he's a gorgeous guy.
Was there
guy.
Any kind of casting couch involved in that at all? Or?
Probably. You can probably look on castingboys.com or no, just kidding.
No, rentboys.com.
He's awesome. He's actually very professional, and he's like in a lot of print work, and he does a lot of shit for Abercrombie or whatever. You call it.
To be professional, take your shirt off. It's not very
and
hard.
Your underwear.
Yeah, it's not
but
very
he
hard.
Took it all
he, you know what?
Off,
he was
he?
Able to
like
get
you
it.
Saw his junk, or was he
no,
wearing a sock?
No, you want to know what? This is how awkward I am.
He was able to get it in the washer, the clothes, when he threw it.
Yeah, he did.
Both times.
Yeah, he did, actually. And I was very proud of him for that.
He's a good shot.
He's good at basketball.
I'm glad he brought the paper, the newspaper, too.
Yeah. Fucking.
So he didn't see the junk?
No, this is the thing. Like, I can't act sexy. Like, it's just something that just doesn't come naturally to me. Like, maybe when I'm performing, I'm in the zone, but they're like, okay, lick your lips and stuff. I'm like, he has to leave if I'm gonna do this because I keep laughing. And like, he was like looking at me, like licking his lips, and I'm like, and I so he had it literally performed to the back of my head, and I was laughing the whole time because it's just awkward. If somebody did that to me in a fucking laundromat, I'd be like, ew.
You didn't sneak a peek? Nothing.
No, I've seen he has like a little tattoo on his ass, but.
Was he completely naked?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And there's people in the laundromat really washing their clothes, like in the background, like,
no, really?
Yeah, there's like a woman. I was like, oh my God.
Did you guys have to get release forms from the extras? Like, we're taping a video in your laundry. Ignore us.
I think like the laundromat was like, we're filming a video, so if you want to stay or whatever, like, you know, they're like, okay, fuck it.
I'm sure there's a naked guy in there. They're like, Tuesday afternoon, they're like, this is a treat.
Cameras and lights.
I forget which director. I think it was John Waters said that like a lot of like indie films are done in laundromats because the lighting is really good in there for whatever
reason.
It's
like, just like natural light everywhere. Yeah. And it's just like, everything's so fucking cool. Like, it's just, if people are washing their underwear in there, like, how cool and intimate
everybody
is that?
Everybody fluff and fold. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, wow, snuggles.
I love a good fluffer.
Oh, man.
Who is the pregnant girl in the video that you convinced to put her baby and her in danger?
Yeah.
For the
in danger. What
not
happened?
In danger. Yeah, well, she was getting
didn't
fucking
you, like, had
gangbanged.
Her on the back of a motorcycle and then you gangbanged her later?
No, you freak. I was in the back of a motorcycle.
With Matt.
Yeah. No, she was actually one of the like guys that does the makeup on set, his friend. Like, they all casted it because they knew them and stuff. But she was so sweet, and she brought her daughter on set. She's like, Mom, why does the lady sound like a man? And I was like, get the fuck out of her, kid. Fucking drown you.
And you're like, I gotta go lick my lips right now.
Yeah, I gotta go fucking be sexy. Little bitch. Yeah.
That's a penis.
That's a dick.
And you just had another video drop today.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to talk about it?
It's called I Adore You. I wrote about a boy named Colton because I broke his heart, but we reversed the whole script for the video. What I really love about this album is like I actually wrote the album, and it's about like my life. Like, even if it's a dumbass sexy song, there's parts of like myself in there, and it's inspired by shit that I've done. So I want it to be like meaningful. I didn't want to be like, beat my face. Yeah. Feeling like pussy. Feeling like it's not that
face?
Shit.
Face. Give me face.
No, thank
lots
you.
Of face.
No. I want some shit that people can rock to and relate
Onesha.
To.
Onesha. Onesha.
Does she have a song?
No.
I was like, holy shit.
She will now.
Awesome.
She will now.
Yeah.
Mother has arrived.
Mother has left.
The shady apes.
Oh, man.
So I really like the video because it's filmed backwards.
Yeah.
And we start to discover, I don't want to give it away. Mm-hmm. But the reason why you broke up with your boyfriend.
Yeah, it's so sad.
It's heartbreaking.
It's so fucking heart.
You're getting a little teary-eyed talking about it.
I'm
right
really
now.
Not, actually, but well, I
maybe
can.
Maybe that's just like the allergy.
I can really get
teary-eyed. Your eyes are looking a little glass.
We can do a fucking Sally Jesse Raphael episode right now if you want to.
You are not the father.
Fuck. Oh, shit. I gotta go, guys. No,
bye.
No, but yeah, it's a sad song. And it's this one, in My Address is Hollywood, which is another song that the album that I really like love. I love like depressing music. I don't know what it is. You called me emo earlier.
You are very emo.
No, I'm not.
Well, I mean, in the video, you're kind of like,
well, they styled me. I wouldn't fucking
but, is that fighting words to call you an emo?
I mean, I grew up with punk music, yeah, and like punk friends, so calling me emo, like we would like break a bottle over bitches' heads, like we're not emo. Yeah,
because that's so not emo.
Well, so not emo.
It's really interesting because you're, of all the drag queens that have ever been on the show, you're the one with the most experience in the music industry from your experience in American Idol.
I think Courtney would be the most experienced. She was signed to a record label and
but you
the
world. Haven't.
No.
Not yet.
No.
And you're still independent.
Well, Courtney doesn't count because she's not an American.
Right. Oh, I see what you did there.
Australians are like half human.
She played that Australian card.
Oh, she's a robot.
But besides like Courtney, until this season, like they really didn't have anybody who was like had been releasing songs already and singing and, uh-huh, in front of an audience. I mean, how did that like affect the way you put out this album or the fact that you put it out so quickly?
I'm just like, after the experience of Drag Race, I was just like, I'm more like of a go-getter. Like as soon as like it was like maybe like fifth episode in, I started recording the album. I was just like, let's fucking do it. Like we finished the album in 3 days. Like I recording it, I did like 3 songs every day. They're like, you're a fucking beast. I was like, duh. And then, we wrote it like in 3 months, but like I was like slaying. I told my manager to like hold off on like the bookings because I really want to get this done, and then just swamp me with shit after because I just really want to get this done and I want the timing to be correct. And
because you got to get it before the show ends,
absolutely,
or right when it ends.
So miraculous,
the reunion show. It seems like every year, like the reunion show, just a bunch of stuff gets dropped.
Yeah.
This year, not so much.
Yeah,
right. Like last year, it seemed like there was like an onslaught of stuff that happened, and this year was like Courtney had the one video and you had the album. And I can't think of anything else.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
it's probably nice to have that block that you could just get it done.
What happened?
And it would be nice to have that block and then you could just get it done and move on to the next thing.
No, definitely. I wanted this to come out because I want to start performing my original shit. I'm sick of fucking covering people's shit. Like, especially if I'm singing, it's like I want it to be in my key and I want to be able to like not have like a fucked up voice from singing women's songs. I am a woman though. For those of you in America that can't see.
Danny's just out of drag, right?
Yeah. I look like Demi Moore and Ghost. Move the
You've
penny
got a
bitch.
Piece of pizza on your shirt.
That's like some clay pots.
Yeah. Oh my. Yeah.
Yeah, why isn't Bianca Del Rio releasing a single like Shady Elephants?
Oh my god.
She can't sing.
She said she would never. And I told her, why don't you release, she needs to release a comedy album.
Yeah.
Like she can get a fucking Grammy for that shit. That bitch is hilarious.
Yeah. Well, she's working on that movie, the Kickstarter project.
Yeah, the Hurricane Bianca.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping that we get her on the show to actually promote it because it's like it looks like a really good project.
Yeah, it's a very good. She was talking to me like in detail. It's a good. It's a good concept.
Now I want to address some of the rumors.
I'm scared.
From RuPaul's Drag Race that have been passing around on the internet.
I'll tell you everything.
There is a rumor that they edited this out from the show, that they gave you guys taxidermied squirrels and you guys had to do makeover and turn the squirrels into drag queens.
We thought they were taxidermied squirrels, but they were
like Chip and Dale.
They were like stuffed animals, and I won the challenge.
It was a dead squirrel that you had to put makeup on.
It was a stuffed animal. We thought it was a dead squirrel.
Don't call PETA.
Yeah.
Don't call
PETA. Why'd they cut it?
I don't know. I guess it was just ridiculous.
So what'd they replace it with?
Nothing. That episode had no challenge. We're like, oh, they cut
it. It was the female or female because I thought it wouldn't be as controversial.
Oh, I thought it was the vegetable.
Oh, no.
I thought it was the vegetables.
I don't know if I'm dumb. I'm not going to speak in depth about this subject, but it did not hit me that was offensive because I identified
the squirrels.
No, you fuck. Yeah.
When dancing squirrels with makeup.
Well, the squirrels must have been replaced with something, right?
I mean, no.
What episode would that have been on?
I don't remember, but I remember watching it and I was like, oh.
It was when you were each other's bodies.
Hold on a second. Were the squirrels real dead squirrels?
No, there were stuffed animals that fucking
Rue killed
them
herself.
But when you say
she
stuffed animal, that implies that the animal was alive
at
one time.
They were a fucking cousin, and fabric squirrel.
Okay, so it was
with
a,
buttons
so
for
it was
eyes.
A toy.
It was a toy animal. And I won. Her name was Pearl the Squirrel. And I was dying the whole time. It was my favorite because Rue has these dumb ass, like, funny, like, how do you even say it? Like, puns and stuff. Like, he's like, oh my God, is that Squirrelina Gomez? Like, yeah, it's so stupid. And I'm the only one laughing like that. Like,
remember when he did the glitter ball? He's like, Rose Quartz? I think I went to Hebrew school with her.
I know. Yeah, we're dying.
You know?
I love shit like that. He's like, oh my God.
He's not reading from a teleprompter or something, and he's got an earpiece.
He has an earpiece. Somebody's feeding him lines through his ear. We all know that.
So everything, he's like, oh, he's so funny and witty. He's like, someone told him to say that.
It's time.
But he is funny anyway.
The problem is that RuPaul's earpiece malfunctioned. Mm-hmm. And so she was like, it's time for you to lip sync. There's a car. 54, go to the corner of 34th and South.
There's a 721 at the corner of 38th and 10th.
Yeah. There's a Dodge Prius in the parking lot.
Yeah.
Okay. So you brought up the
She-Male.
The episode that rocked the gay world.
I identified as transgender when I was in high school. Like, I was going to get hormones, and my mom was going to pay for breath and everything. Like, this is from 14 to almost 17 years old mm-hmm. before American Idol. So I never had a problem with the word because, I mean, I was young, though. But,
right.
but I mean, while we were filming, I never thought, like, because within our community, we use so many, like, words with each other that, like, it kind of, I don't know. I could guess in the context that it was used, it wasn't meant to be offensive, mm-hmm. and I could see why people can get offensive. I'm such a Libra on this subject. I'm, like, double. But I'm, like, while we were filming, I didn't even think, like, at all that that would be offensive. I was, like, yeah, this challenge is fucking funny. Like, and I got every single one right. That's why I won that shit. I was, like,
tan mom. Everybody. Everyone.
You didn't win She-Male, did you?
Yes, I did.
I thought Ben de la Creme won.
We both won, didn't we? Yeah,
I don't know.
Oh,
I got
tie.
More than her. I got
was it? You
she
won?
Missed two, and I missed none. Yeah,
oh.
But isn't it weird now?
She led us to believe that she won.
It shows her. Yeah, it was as our team.
She oh. Not, yeah. Oh, okay. Now it's weird when you watch the show because it goes, "Ooh, girl," and then you don't.
Yeah,
because they've had us in season one.
They should just say, "You got female."
Yeah.
So what can you say?
Ooh, girl,
to...
you got no male.
Yeah, that works.
Yeah, female. Yeah.
So Heklina is planning to change Tranny Shack to T Shack. There is a lot of people, drag queens, Ben de la Creme, Courtney Act, Jocelyn Fox, to say, I'm not going to use tranny anymore. I'm going to say T word or whatever. What can you say to the people who are giving Carmen Carrera a hard time to bring some peace and understanding to the world?
Who the fuck are you asking? Like, really? I'm gonna say whatever the fuck I want to say. I mean, I feel like that. I mean, I will respect people if they're offended by a word. I'm not gonna say it in front of them, of course. And I respect Carmen. I think she's amazing. But I mean, we should all have like. I mean, I don't know. This is so bad because I can see both sides. Because I get it.
Because you're a Libra.
I'm a Libra.
So because you can see both sides,
definitely.
You can bring unity and understanding to this very difficult, complicated situation.
Yeah, just cry my tit and fuck off. That's it.
Okay.
Cool.
I mean, it feels like at this point there's nothing left to say about it. In some
there
ways.
Really isn't. I don't think there's like a is it called like a common ground or whatever. Like I just feel like they already removed it from the show, so just chill. Like just chill.
You got two root canals during the taping.
You fucker.
RuPaul had to pay for your dentist.
Oh my God.
Adore, he is a sponge.
Fuck.
Wait, tell me, did this
happen? Who lives in a pineapple out of the tree? It's me.
Well, Sharon
Needles me.
Always loves to talk about how drag queens have bad teeth.
Yeah. See, this is the thing. I'm a fucking
love
trickster.
Love you, Sharon.
I'm a trickster. I have good front teeth, but the back teeth are fucked. Like, no joke.
Can I look?
Absolutely not.
Is he chewing a piece of gum?
Your dick back
you're
there,
chewing a piece of gum.
No, but they did.
We've got our dicks back.
So what happened?
There,
you were just like, you woke up and you're like, my
up.
Teeth hurt. I need to go see a dentist. And they're like, what?
No, I was fucking swelled up from drinking so much fucking Red Bull. It got infected. And then I thought I was supposed to get one root canal. And I was like, I'll pay for it.
They went to the hotel. They actually unlocked the key to the room. They're like, okay, we'll let you out.
No, they fucking took the tape off and then the key. And the keyhole tape.
Do they actually put security tape on your door to make sure you don't sneak out?
They put tape on the side crack of the door and for the little hole that you can look out. They put tape on that. They put tape. Yeah.
Why
what is it like a dorm room?
So you can't see out?
Because of Willem and Sharon, probably.
Well, they learned that trick because I think they do that with high school students. Ugh, and stuff like
geez.
That.
They like, told us because of Willem.
It sounds like prison.
Yeah, it was awful.
Your guys are on the first floor of the hotel, no?
No.
Okay.
Which hotel?
It was I forgot. It was in North Hollywood.
Season one, Jade said that they did this. They locked them in the doors, and she goes, "I was on the first floor. I just opened the window, climbed outside, and went to the bar."
No, I was like on the fifth floor or fourth floor, and then Trinity was next door to me. This guy was trying to like suck her dick the whole time. It was everything. He was like slipping her notes under her door, like, "Let me suck your dick," and she's like, "Should I?" And I was like, "Yeah." And he's like, "He'll take the tape off. He'll take the tape off your door."
On, yeah, right?
It's funny because when you try to get ice or something, he's like, "Oh shit!"
Is there someone on that lives on the floor with you?
Yes,
like that, like a RA.
Producer.
No, they're PAs, but they're like on like call like all the time. So they're like two of them like in the hallway. And then there's a room right next to ours. So we literally I was like crying because my tooth hurt so bad, and like we would slip like notes in the door, and sometimes they wouldn't like check for a while because it'd be late, and I'm like up to like 7 a.m. I don't sleep, fucking insomnia. But and I would be like, "Fuck this shit, man! I need a cigarette." So I open it and it'd be so loud. I'm like, "I'm just kidding, fuck." Like, it was so loud you couldn't sneak out.
Well, what would be the consequences? What would happen if you did you get in trouble? You're like, yeah, you're gonna get kicked off the show or something.
No, but they're just, that was just the rules, and I don't like breaking rules. I'm a fake punk.
And so what so you cost
you're like, I'm not emo.
I'm not emo.
Yeah. You cost RuPaul how much money to get your teeth
done? I don't remember,
because root canals are expensive.
They are.
Two of them.
I'm very grateful, but
so basically
I don't think
you got
directly. Did they pay for the caps too?
I didn't get them finished.
Oh my god.
Well, they were like, "No more Red Bull for you. You're gonna cost us money."
Finished, girl. Get
I will.
Finished.
I have money now.
So a root canal without insurance is about $200.
Shut the
fuck. $800.
Who cares? So I have an album out and it's fucking number four.
$100,000. You got about $2,000.
You want to have good teeth when you go. Adore. You want to have good teeth when you go to UK.
I love me some UK boys. They're so
hot. There you go.
I like them when they have those jacked up teeth. I think they're kind of sexy.
Yeah, but
they're British and they're kind of like.
Yeah, they can open up a beer
as long as they're clean.
Yeah.
If they're crooked, it's kind of hot.
Crooked's good, but you gotta be like, you have to have good oral hygiene.
Yes.
I feel
like, when people tell me they
don't
floss,
I think you should have good overall hygiene.
Well, I mean, no one could smell your dick from here, but if you're talking, you could smell that breath and it smells like dead fish dick. Then you're just like, what the fuck?
So what else happened on the show that we missed out? That like some of the behind the scenes.
Well, speaking
stuff.
Of milk, her and I got in a big fight and they edited it out, and that was never.
What was
in
the fight about?
She was talking shit and she had to be put in her place.
Uh oh.
What did she say?
I fucking shut her down. What
did
you
she say about you?
I could hear the fucking bitch talking shit about me in the other room, and then when they came in, Gia, of course, was like, "Being that you're my sister, I want you to know that Milk was in the other room and she was talking shit about you." And I was like, "What did you say?
How is she though?
Yeah, how is she though? Callie looked a mess.
You look like a fucking dumpster.
You look like a dumpster.
But that's okay. I want to just everyone to know that I'm humble and I'm nice.
Better
and
myself
and
the knowledge
of Jack.
And I
want Adore to win."
I don't think she does. I was actually supposed to go see Maleficent with her right now, but I was like, I gotta come here.
This
well,
is more fun.
Let's go to see
Maleficent
afterwards. How is your friendship with Laganja? One of the most controversial moments of the season, besides the female contest challenge, was in the reunion show when they try to put you guys together and talk about your feelings. A lot of people didn't like that. They felt it was very exploitive. You're
and her green hair.
No, my thing is like, I was there because I was under the impression that she, which I don't feel bad. Okay,
you're still not ready to talk about.
No,
this.
I am, but my thing is she. Oh, she's gonna kill me. She was.
She won't listen.
I'm a fan of Laganja. I just want to say for the record, I think she got a terrible edit, and she's an amazing performer, and a lot of other people
looks.
Who got very far on that show. Aren't very good on stage.
Okay,
can't you only edit what you give them
okay,
to?
Okay, hold up real quick. I'm just going to just say this really quick. It's not the editing, because they could have really fucked her over, because that meltdown episode was 40% of what you guys seen. She was throwing shoes and she was being crazy, and Rue had to tell her to shut up. It was like really bad.
She had to come into the room.
Not an editing situation. I just want to clear that really quick, because they gave her a good ass edit on that last episode, because we're all like, when is it going to happen?
Why do you think that she behaved that way?
She lost it. We have no idea what was happening, but just to clear the editing situation up, that was not editing at all.
So when you have a close friend in that situation, it must be extremely distressful to you.
No, well, apparently I don't know her that well, and I didn't know her, so I mean,
but as though you knew her.
I knew her. I knew her fucking 3 years before the competition.
If I had a friend who was in that situation, and I can't speak for you guys, I would have said, we need to stop taping because obviously, like, her meds are.
Oh yeah, and going. Then what were they? She's fuck
under.
Off,
she's back. Under a table.
Well, just be like, listen, you know, obviously she's like hyperventilating. She looks like she's about to pass out.
But babe, you have to understand that by the third episode, she already threw me under the bus and made a fucking story up that I fucking. She's very competitive, and I know the way her and her friends work. They do this whole mind twisting thing. She was trying to manipulate the audience that I was a shady bitch because she thought she was going home. She thought I won the challenge. I'm not fucking stupid. I'm paranoid, but I'm not stupid. And everybody was agreeing with me. She's like, oh, she's trying to manipulate the audience to make it seem like you're the shady bitch. When she was like, I just don't know when it was, but you came for me. I'm like, bitch, don't fuck with my fucking reputation or like my character. My mom says the way you act reflects on the way I raised you, and now you're fucking with my shit. Don't do all that. So after that, I was already done with her.
Can you forgive her?
We have. Yeah, okay. I mean, we work so much together that it's hard to have that awkward tension. And I'm more focused on my album, which is on number 4 in Australia. Yeah.
Did you write a song for her in the album?
I did it.
It's called No Smoking, and you're sitting under a table.
No.
Let's look at the names of the tracks.
Yeah.
Yes.
I can just tell them to you.
Oh, tell it to me.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's Speak My Sex. And then Gulp.
That's a hilarious title.
Yeah, it's good. It's good. And then there's
can you like improv it a little bit? Give us a taste. Like
maybe you should just get the fucking.
Well, we can't because it's not for sale.
You get the previews on Amazon.
No, you can't. Oh well, not on Amazon. Not on iTunes.
Yeah, not on iTunes.
You pre-order it. Yeah,
yeah, you have to pre-order.
But I'd rather have you like rap improvise it.
I don't. I forgot.
Well, Mark and I everybody will
that's
interpret.
That's why you
it.
Have to start okay. saying my what name is Adore, and don't even try to force it.
Oh my god,
just say. Don't try to force it.
Speak my sex.
Oh hell no! That actually sounded cool.
I can be a backup vocalist.
Yeah. Do you have a cowbell?
Yeah, I do. Somewhere.
Holy shit! You fucking do.
We do.
Oh god.
They have it.
I can't.
They have it all.
Did you say I'd laugh like a witch earlier or something? What'd you say?
You're very witchy.
Witch cackle.
That was a witch cackle. Yes.
Yeah.
You said you're going to get plastic surgery to get your nose out like witchy poo.
You fuck. I did not say that. I said I'm getting my fucking hump taken off. My hump.
My and
I'm
lovely, getting it, lovely, lovely lady.
Yeah.
Okay, so you have Fuck Me on the Beach. What's the second track?
Silly Slimy Sluts from Salem. No. I have. Just look up the names. Jump the Gun. Jump the Gun is like very Gia Gun. I want her in the video, actually, which is going to be awesome.
How can an average fan get into your next video?
Go to Denver, right? Isn't that where you're
from? Be an Abercrombie model.
No, talk to casting. I'm too busy in the world.
Yeah.
Just tweet her. She'll hook you up.
I have other things.
Just tweet her. Tweet her all night. Just don't give up.
So the final thing of the crowning, I noticed you were kind of dressed much differently than Bianca and Courtney. They were dressed like pageant girls, and you were a total rocker chick. Were you like, because I'm not winning this, so I
no. I thought, I was like, oh, maybe it's going to, because they filmed the tie between Bianca and I. Like, did you guys know about that?
Tell us a little bit about that. What happened? Okay, they filmed it twice or something, didn't they?
Well, no, they filmed me winning, Bianca winning, Courtney winning, and they filmed like a last minute like tie between Bianca and I. So I was thinking like, well, maybe we will win, but I really still don't give a fuck. It's Vegas and it's hot and I'm not wearing a gown. And Shangela was really nice enough to have like her stylist come to my room and like present like a bunch of gowns for me, but I was like, it's not me. And I don't
That's so nice of Shangela to do that.
No, that was sweet. Really fucking sweet. She was like, well, I just want you to feel comfortable, so if you're not comfortable in it. And
she
I was
like, hallelujah.
Yeah.
Here.
It was really sweet of her, but I was like, I want to wear my Daisy Dukes.
Shangela has more than one gown?
Oh, you fucker. No, my thing is, like, it's Vegas. I always wanted to be a Budweiser girl. So I was like, I'm just going to wear what I want to wear.
That's why at the beginning of the season, you're like, I only brought 4 dresses.
So, 4 gowns.
4 gowns, I'm sorry.
People who saw you being crowned, especially when it was a tie, they said that the emotion on your face was real.
I was crying. Yeah.
You were losing it.
Well, because Rue was like, I was reading the teleprompter and I was like, bitch, my feet hurt. And then he was like, well, there's one more. And he's like, the first time in Drag Race history there's a tie, he's like, between Adore Delano and Bianca. And I was like, because with the whole season Bianca would like, we're in like a group text of like top 4, so she'd be like, she would tell like Darian and Courtney, she'd be like, you guys are fucking losers, me and Dore won. Like she'll like say like funny stuff like playing around, so we'd be like, haha, you guys are losers, we won. Like that was like our thing. So before we went on, she's like, can you imagine if she just fucking crowned us both? And I was like, that'd be fucking dope. So when she said that, I was like, holy shit. And like she like grabbed my hand and she's like, what the fuck, is this real?
Well, what was the look like on Courtney's face?
I felt bad for Courtney though, actually, because they didn't film one for her.
She's like, I'm going down under.
Yeah, she. I don't think she would have cared if it wasn't
back of the kangaroo pouch for me.
You guys are such douchebags.
That's terrible.
Oh, no.
We love Courtney.
I love Courtney.
We love Courtney.
She's an amazing
person.
Courtney, before the season started, she was my predicted winner.
Of course, Courtney always knows how to do sexy.
And we're laughing at you. We're like,
we're like what?
But did you realize? Because she kind of like added to be kind of like, you know, a twat in some senses.
She's an amazing person.
Did you notice that during the filming, or was it like when the attitude, you were like, like you first got your first clue, like, oh, she's going down.
Well, I noticed that Courtney can come off, if you don't know her, she comes off very condescending and very like, she's like a weird, like, I know it all mother, but she comes from love, but she doesn't word it right. So like, I was even like, bitch, what the fuck? Like in the beginning, I was like, like with her, but like, you got to get to know her and like understand that it does come from a place of like, not like thinking that she's better than everyone. It's, it's like, she does care. It's like, I love the way she explained it. Cause I kind of seen it like the raw, like Simon Cowell, like fucking, like you're just not polished and I'll help you. And it's like, if it's taken out of context, you're like, this bitch is a cunt.
Speaking of Simon Cowell, Paula Abdul was a judge. Was it weird seeing her again and be like, well, looks like your career's doing really
Did
Paula.
Did she recognize you with that?
I mean,
it's... Hannibal Lecter thing on.
Well, that's what the fucking, because I had fucking swelling from the tooth.
Oh, that's why you wore that?
Yeah, I was like,
I'm going to cover it.
I was fucking around.
Was like, it weird to see her again?
No, it's TV.
I mean, you're old friends with her. Like, a lot of the American Idol kids say that she keeps in touch with them and she's very maternal and very kind.
Well, she gave me her number and I never called her.
Bad.
Now how are you gonna get her in your video?
Straight
two
up.
Two steps
now
forward
tell me.
And a two steps back. Not gonna call her.
Okay, let's talk about the song titles. I have it here. So it's Speak My Sex, DTF, which sounds down to fuck. Which is amazing that has the censors.
Well,
the third song is Party.
That's about my high school years.
I adore you.
Well, Party, we just filmed. Party's going to be the third single. Okay. We just filmed that video yesterday. And then Adore You came out today. We filmed that like a few days ago. And then we're filming the fourth single, which is Hello, I Love You, in like a couple weeks.
How do you come up with all these ideas?
I'm really brilliant.
So
you know what it is? Is that all those years of video blogging and having to crank it out every day trained you to be creative on the spot.
It does. And it trains you to be fucking cool and not awkward in front of a camera. Like, Chris Crocker is one of my best friends. Shut up.
He's super mad at me.
No, he's not. He actually listens to your show all the time. And he gave me his password so I can listen to mine and Bianca's. He really does.
Oh, my God. We'll set you up with a VIP account, girl.
He told me, like,
T-shirt. And you get a T-shirt.
No, he does still listen to your guys' show.
Okay. I want to clear the air with Chris.
Stop it.
Chris is an old friend.
He's not here, so you talk to him about it. But listen. Okay. Chris, he says this in an interview. He says that we didn't have a lot of friends growing up, so we learned how to have a camera as our best friend. So that's how we kind of like hit it off right away, because we were like very like awkward growing up and we didn't have a lot of friends. So doing the vlogs and stuff like that prepares you for like TV and like stuff, because it's like you basically like, you know.
You can talk forever.
Yeah.
Like,
it's my job.
When you do a video blog, like, you are just talking for like 20, 30 minutes.
Yeah, it's my job.
Non-stop.
But you gotta understand.
Which is so impressive.
And it's not like you're not blabbing. You're actually giving us content.
Well, it's for the 30 minutes or whatever, those are advice, usually videos and stuff like that. But I love talking. I feel like that's my job. If you don't have a voice,
then you're
the friend.
Do you do a lot of preparation before? Do you know what you're gonna talk about? Or you just kind of wing it?
No. I can't prep because I'll forget everything.
You're the friend everybody deserves. And you're really good friend to a lot of people.
Stop it.
And you and Chris actually lived together for a while.
For a little bit.
How was that experience like?
It was interesting. No, him and I are...
Because RuPaul and Lady Bunny lived together.
No. The thing is, for April Fool's, we released like a statement saying that we're dating, and it ended up in like the New York Times. And we're like, we're fucking kidding. Like, so everybody thinks that we're dating. I swear to God. No, we barely like made out when we're drunk while performing Britney Spears and Madonna one time. Like, him and I are like literally sisters. Like, that's disgusting. But he's... He's amazing. I mean,
what did you think of his porn?
I didn't watch his porn.
No?
No, I wouldn't watch my sister's porn either.
Your sister did porn?
No, but I said he's like my sister.
So I watched both of it, and I said on the show that I didn't think it was a good idea, and I didn't like the first one, but I liked the second one.
We weren't friends at the time.
And
it wouldn't happen if I was...
was furious at me, and he won't talk to me. And I said, like, you're well and welcome to come back on the show. And then he was like, he obviously had his feelings hurt, and I apologize to Chris. I didn't want to slut shame you. I just wanted to be honest. Mm. And I've said this to his face.
Yeah.
I said, it's not necessarily the best thing for you to do.
Right.
But if you want to do it and you believe in it, go for it.
Right. But did you word it that way?
No.
yeah, you say that now.
Look at the thing. Look at it.
But when that's my intent. And listen, but when he got mad at me mm-hmm. and I called him on the phone. Mm-hmm. I left a voicemail. I texted him.
Mm-hmm.
I left a long message, detailed, very thoughtful. Like, you know, so the fact that he just wanted to hold a grudge.
But listen, it's more than that. I feel I swear on my mother's life, I don't know the details of the story because I don't really.
He's welcome to come on the show and confront me about it.
And he loves your guys' show. I'm not kissing ass. Yeah. I swear to God, he still listens like every fucking time. But
well, he's your boyfriend.
He listens to me.
So, no, I mean,
fucking suck
he's
a cock.
He's your sister.
No, but listen, yeah. Look, when you
April
have
fools.
When you're Chris Crocker, you have to understand that you have like a whole fucking like social media judging you already. So when you feel like you know somebody personally, and if it's an even slight judge, or if you're kind of like, it kind of adds to that, and maybe it made him like, because I know him like a back, I probably know him better than he knows himself. Hi, Chris. But it's like, it's you, I feel like maybe he felt like he was already questioning it, and like somebody that knew him personally kind of just added to that flame and made it seem like it wasn't a good idea already, and that probably, you know, made him feel upset.
Now, Mark, you're actually very supportive of Chris, and you actually think it's a really good idea to
I
do
think
it.
It's a good idea
it's
for I think sometimes, like, there's a certain element in gay culture that, like, you know, you can be a smart person, you can be a video blogger, you can do that kind of thing, but if you don't sex it up, if you're not a porn star, they don't write about you, they don't care about
you. That's not true.
I think so,
that's
to some degree.
You gotta leave Britney alone.
That's not true.
I think so.
So no. You feel
you
like
go,
it's
if you go look at Queerty and stuff like that, and you see, this porn star said something, and you wouldn't know this person other than the porn they do. And I think for Chris, he's just like, he wants to maybe go up to that kind of level.
I just think... He's always like, I mean, we're both fans of porn. We both got like approached for doing porn together, like back in the day.
Oh, really?
Yes. And I was like, we're like, no, we're cool. But like,
well, because he contemplated for a long time before he actually
absolutely,
did it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he was like in and out at the time that he filmed the porn. Him and I were really like friends at the time. We had like a little falling out, which I have with all my friends because I fight with everybody. But yeah, so I wasn't aware until like I seen it like online, but. I mean, fuck it.
You tend to be friends with people that are very talented, extremely good at what they do, and are very emotionally intense.
Mm-hmm. That's me.
What is it that you think that? What is it do you think that attracts you to being friends with people like Laganja or Chris?
Laganja?
I think that Laganja is a very talented, performer,
yeah.
And also emotionally very intense.
Right, but yeah.
Like Chris.
I wouldn't compare Laganja and Chris together.
Well, they're good at what they do and they're emotionally intense.
You wouldn't care, like, what, leave Britney alone to, you're attacking me!
And throwing a shoe!
No, because I feel like you're attacking me was an emotional breakdown, and I feel like leave Britney alone was him relating that to his mother being a drug addict and him kind of sticking up for women and stuff like that. So that's two different things, I feel.
So you feel like Chris is kind of, like, misunderstood for that
He's
moment
He's absolutely
in time.
Misunderstood yeah. as a person in general. He's a really, really fucking cool guy. When he's actually really, he's like me. We're the fucking hermits. Like, a lot of people think that we're these crazy, like, party animals, which we could be, but we're very, very chill, and I love him.
Okay, let's talk about the songs here. Jump the Gun, mm-hmm. track 6, dedicated to Gia Gunn.
No.
Why'd you spell it with 2 N's?
I did not, you liar.
It's right there.
No, it's not.
I'm just fucking
I wasn't even David! No.
It has a glitter gun next to it.
No. It's like, even it has a Gia Gunn's photo next to it.
No.
Oh, the target
spell check.
I'm just kidding here. Calling All Goddesses.
Oh, I love that one.
Calling All Basic Bitches.
Yes.
Is that kind of like...
No, that's an... this is all serious shit. I swear, it's not a drag album. You gotta listen to this shit.
It's emotional.
Calling All Goddesses is basically about, like, every girl, whether you're fat, black, purple, or blue. Like, it's like everyone deserves to be called a goddess, and we're rounding all the bitches up to party.
I look fucking cool, featuring, and I don't get the
Alaska
rest
of- Thunderfuck.
Oh.
It's good.
Our sister.
How did you get her?
I said, Alaska, you want to do the song? She's like, yeah. She straight up went, oh my god, a George Alano. I will so do it.
I have a special message from Alaska here. He just texted.
Oh, fuck you. I'm already inside. Just that the song sucks shit.
Tell her I love the song and I love her pussy.
Oh, she did not say that, did she? Is this live?
No, I just texted her and said, You know, we do have friends.
Cool. I just sent her the song the other day. She's probably like, you fucking bitch.
Hello, I Love You.
That's a psychotic love song. It's about a girl who's in love with a boy who doesn't want anything to do with her, but she'll kill him if she has to, as long as his dead dick is inside of her.
Are you the girl in that
song? Yeah, of course.
And so who's the guy? Who was he?
His name was Greg Ahern. When I was 15 years old, he thought I was a girl, came up to me, gave me his number, found out I was a boy, and then wanted nothing to do with me. And then my friends and I would stalk him when he would like do like track and stuff like that. Because I was in love with him.
Oh, so he was a hot jock?
He was a punk. No, he was a punk guy.
So he literally ran away.
Yeah, he ran away from me.
He literally ran away.
The one that got away.
Are you seeing anybody? Because I know you're traveling a lot and stuff.
No, I've never had a boyfriend in my life.
Have you been sexually active on the road?
not once. I never had a boyfriend.
Okay. Because I'd be like, if I were in your shoes, I mean, you're a gorgeous young man.
Oh, thank you.
Everybody loves you. You're traveling around the world. I've seen how some of those, you know,
yeah, they
fans throw themselves at
but
you.
But the thing is, listen to how fucked up this is, okay?
Why are we whispering?
Wait. She knows the shit. She's like,
his friend or assistant.
Yes.
Or,
Rochelle. She knows the shit because the other time, we're in Florida, and I was like, we're in San Francisco. I was like, we're gonna have a threesome. So I brought these guys over, cute little twinks. They came over, and mid conversation, I fell asleep. Wake up, and they're knocked out in the other bed. I'm like, good morning. Like, that's happened three.
Does anybody you brought guys home to your hotel room after a gig? In full drag?
No!
You take the drag off?
I take the drag off as soon as I get the check.
Well, remember, Darren Lake was like, I don't have time to take all my drag off.
I'm like, bitch, yes, you do. If you're going to get
so
some
So is that
dick.
Your type? You like a twinkish a type?
Yeah, they don't have lips, they have an ass. They don't have an ass, they have to have lips.
Oh.
So you're saying you're a top?
I learned this in Canada. I'm a blouse. Have you
What's
guys heard
blouse?
That?
No.
It's a feminine top.
Oh, hey! Yes. I think that's a John Waters term.
Is it really?
Yeah, I think John Waters came up with that.
I haven't heard that.
The Creeps.
The Creeps? The Creeps is like a Scooby-Doo, kind of like... I'm going to kill by Sharon for saying this. It's like a Halloween kind of songy. But
that's okay. Sharon does not own Halloween.
Of course she does. She's the queen of Halloween.
She stole, she tried stealing it from Elvira, and Elvira's not having it.
Well, yeah, okay. Yeah. But, it's very Scooby-Doo-y, yeah.
My address...
I would have gotten away with it, too, if it weren't being meddling
Was it for Sharon Needles? my address is Hollywood, the final track on your album.
That's one of my favorite songs. That's about, like, the first time that I went to Hollywood. I was, like, 13, like, Hollywood Boulevard. I was like, this is my life. Like, I wanted to... Like, that's when I knew... Like, I knew I was going to be a star when I was a kid. But when I got there...
What's your favorite bars in West Hollywood?
West Hollywood?
Yeah.
I like a good...
Katina?
No.
Is it political to ask you to endorse or to say?
No.
Because you're giving me a look like, why are you asking me this?
I like Mickey's because I started there.
I love Mickey's.
I started there,
We set
I love
it
those
on
big
fire.
Dicks.
All those big dicks, yeah.
We set it on fire.
You set it on
fire? I mean, metaphorically.
Was it you?
Metaphorically.
Wait, was it 11 or Mickey's was on fire?
Mickey actually did burn
yes,
down.
Yes, it burned down.
We did a meet and greet there once for listeners of the podcast out there, and then a few months later, it burnt to the ground.
Oh,
it wasn't me.
And the place we did our meet and greet in New York, like a few months after we did it, they closed down. And then the place in Chicago where we did our meet and greet, they closed down.
Who are you guys? You guys doing
this? We just lead a path of destruction.
Places down.
That's well, eventually, awful. Listen, if you're old as we are, we're going into our 10th year.
Yeah. Our 2000th show is coming up next
Congratulations.
Week.
Next week. So, your life becomes history.
Mm.
And we are starting a Kickstarter project.
Awesome.
To do a web series with Mike Malarkey from Second City, Cooking with Drag Queens, to get to introduce some new drag talent and get to know people like you better in the kitchen.
Yeah.
And so we're asking listeners to donate anything that they can. The campaign starts several weeks from now, and we're inviting all the drag queens to submit testimonial videos. Will you do a testimonial video
for
us?
Fuck yeah.
What are you going to cook for us?
Yeah, we want to see if you can really cook.
I'm Mexican. I can make whatever you want. See, my mom was...
Enchiladas.
I can't do all that.
It's really easy. Just get enchilada sauce in the can.
don't just order from Burger King you did this morning for breakfast.
I grew up like watching my mom make things from scratch, so I think cooking is like making the tortillas, making the this. That's why I'm like, I can't make all that.
We can make tortillas from scratch.
But my mom does everything from scratch. Like,
they have a new machine.
Sauce.
You know how they have those machines for the coffee with those little canister things? Like, the little, what are those called? Kurgos or something like that?
Yeah.
They have those now for tortillas. That's a little thing, and you put it in the thing, and you press it down, and it cooks a one little tortilla.
I need to do that.
And that'd be fun. You should get one of your, now that you're rich, get one for your mom
for Christmas. Now that I'm rich, I'm putting money into my music videos, my album.
Yeah. Well, I know you do. I mean, the difference between what a drag queen makes before RuPaul's Drag Race and what a drag queen makes after RuPaul's, his eyes are like saucers now.
So much fun.
It's much different.
Yeah. We have some great questions and comments on Facebook. Annecy.
I love Annecy. I love Ramsey.
Annecy's like a super fan.
Do you know who Ramsey is?
No.
Ramsey's my drag daughter. That's okay. Annecy's cousin. So Sharon and Annecy and Ramsey and me. She's my baby. So
Annecy stars in Peaches Christ and Sharon Needles' Wizard of Odd.
Wizard of
Odd. Is she really?
And she's going to be Toto in the production in San Francisco.
Is she really?
Yes.
I swear to God, I'm not fucking awesome. With
you. I know. I would love to go out there to San Francisco.
Is that why she photoshopped her head on Toto?
Yes.
Annecy is honest. Okay, look, it's kids like that are so awesome and just so brilliant. It's like those kids in school were like the kids I wanted to hang out with because they had brains that no one else had and they were looked at as the weirdos, but they have like alien brains. She's fucking brilliant. That kid is awesome.
And that's why we need more drag because it inspires these kids.
Yeah.
You know?
And to be able to realize that at that age.
Absolutely.
You know, like, and be able to build on that.
Yeah.
Before, I mean, when I was young, I was like,
and
I don't
that's
know
kind of why we wanted to do this Cooking with Drag Queens web series is because we wanted to work with like a professional crew, good lighting, good cameras, editing, and do a reality cooking show that introduces drag queens in a non-competitive setting.
That'd be awesome.
But just because we're not competing for anything doesn't mean we're going to be bruising a few egos.
Oh, okay.
Because you got to tenderize the meat in order to get a little
You need to saute away.
No, it's time to stir fry for your life.
Oh, hell no.
Walk the runway, baby. Walk.
No, sissy.
Sizzle that walk.
It's terrible. Oh, so Annecy wants to know, when are you coming to North Carolina? I am your biggest Czechoslovakian fan.
Whoa.
She's just a fucking brilliant.
Czechoslovakian?
No, but she's cool.
I'm Czechoslovakian.
Hi, Annecy. I love you.
Marianne Marola says, Adora, tell us about working with Alaska on the single. I look fucking cool.
Alaska is hilarious. She's actually one of like the most fascinating people to me. Like the way she speaks. Like we were talking about and we were relating how like in high school they'd make fun of my voice, like surf's up, dude. So a lot of people thought like, oh, she's copying Alaska. I'm like, that's the way I talk. We're like the Valley Girl kind of thing. So it's like we were relating and stuff like that. And I was like, let's do a song. And she's like, okay. And I was like, she's like, why don't you do a song that's called I Look Fucking Cool? And I was like, yeah, let's do it.
Why did you even have to work with Alaska? You could have just imitated her for the
time. Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah.
The weird thing is like Alaska is like, why do you talk like that? Because we're from the same town. And I'm like, I don't talk like that. Your brother doesn't talk. She's like, I don't know. I just don't.
I love it.
And she just slows it down.
It might be acting school or something.
I just want to bite her
speech
face.
Speech classes. No.
Is that what it is?
When you train to enunciate.
It's a little...
I just think it's the way she talks. I don't talk like my brothers talk like gangsters. I just talk like this.
What does your brother sound? Like.
My brother's like, hey, what's up, fool? That's how my brother's hot.
That's kind of hot.
Is your brother hot? That sounds really hot.
My older brother, I'm the dark one. My brother has like reddish hair, blue eyes. And my other brother's like greenish blue eyes and like blondish hair. And I'm like the milkman's baby, I guess.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Latinos come in all shapes and colors.
All shapes and sizes.
Ramsey Elizabeth Schindel, this is Ramsey who you're talking
That's
about.
That's my baby.
She says, can Annecy, Thornton, Kenny, and I be featured in your fourth music video as Flying Pizza Angels from Hell?
Isn't it cool how their brains work?
I love her.
Of course. But somebody has to be the breadsticks and ranch. The fuck? Don't leave that
I
out.
Don't think that's a problem.
Right?
Yeah, they'll do it.
Yeah.
They'll be honey mustard. They'll be ranch. They'll be vinaigrette. Whatever you need.
Kyra Trudell, so many things I want to know about you. I don't know where to begin. I love Adora to death to us party. Why is Adore like a mermaid? It's crazy because I had an obsession with them for 3 years ago, and when I heard that from her, I squealed.
Well, like I said, I identified as transgender when I was younger. And
Fishy.
Fishy. No, that's
mermaids are a transgender icon.
Fuck yeah. Yeah.
Butterflies and mermaids.
Butterflies and mermaids. Mermaids because no genitalia from the waist down. That's something that psychologists studied on, actually. Yes, it is. Look it up. It's dope. Like me, I was like, oh, cool. But what was funny is I didn't know that. And when I first started drag, my friend Courtney Caliente and I would go to these bars and all the girls like, oh, fishy. We're fishy. Like, blah, blah. And they would say that we weren't fishy enough. So like, fuck that. We're mermaids. We don't have to be fucking fishy. So when I looked it up after, I did studies on it and stuff like that. And yeah.
You did research.
I did research.
You're like, I'm polished remover. Yeah.
She got, give me your bibliography.
Yeah.
Dominic Potassin says, hi, Adore. You've said in your videos in the past that you have never been in a serious relationship. How come?
I have commitment issues.
Why?
I'll date somebody for like a few months and probably like the fourth or fifth month I'll be like, God, I will never cheat on somebody ever. So like as soon
why
as
not?
I ever. As soon, my mom would
kill
me.
Because you fall asleep on them.
No, yeah, pretty much. I'll just be like, fuck. But as soon as I feel like it's getting to a point where I'm getting attracted to somebody else, I'll be like, I'm out. Because
well, why not just have an open relationship?
I can't because I'm too jealous.
But do you also feel like you're busy? Like you're just really busy.
Well,
like.
Even when I was lazy and had no job or whatever, doing YouTube videos, I was still like, I'm too jealous to have an open relationship. I'd be like, that's my dick. Yeah. Don't touch my dick.
Nothing from the waist down.
Yeah. Kiss his nipple.
You can't have anything.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh. Alex Miller is also friends with Thierry Meisel.
Terry Mazel. She's in my video for DTF. She's the redhead. She's in my show on Friday. Sour Puss.
She says, will she be appearing in the rest of your music videos?
No.
I think you need to record a single with the girl who's pregnant.
Oh, isn't she good?
Well, that baby's gonna pop soon, right?
She's such a trooper. They were like standing her up. I was like, sit her down. Like,
does she have the baby yet? Because like, how long ago was that filmed?
I don't know.
She had like a little treasure trail in there too.
Didn't you see that?
Did they fill that in a little bit?
Nah.
I think though too.
Take a little mascara.
I think with women though, when they have a baby that like when they're pregnant, that's a thing. Like it grows more, that goody trail. I think there's a thing with that.
When they what?
When a woman's pregnant, that little goody trail between their thing, like it gets more full when they're pregnant.
Well, you're not gonna shave. You can't. I'm sure you can't shave.
I mean, she walked in. She was like, "I'm gonna make my whites white, my brides brighter." Oh yeah,
the baby crawls on it or something.
Oh, cute.
Speaking of babies, I want to do a shout out to Aubrey Carter Brooks from Tennessee, who had the most ghetto fabulous wedding dress,
so good,
which accommodated her infant child dragged down the aisle behind her in her wedding.
A live baby.
Can I see this?
Have you not seen this?
No.
Oh my God, this is it's crazy insane.
I attached the live baby to the end of the wedding train.
That's so good.
And she gave an explanation of why she did it, but you can't understand it because it's in like black speak or like Christian speak.
Oh, I love it. So Ebonics?
Like, what's going on? And so somebody actually translated. They're like, as a former, because she's like a Pentecostal Christian. As a former Pentecostal Christian, let me translate this for
you. Okay, so here's the, just so while you're reading
is
that.
Is she a sexy black woman?
Come over here and look at my computer so you can
ooh,
see.
Ooh, sorry, baby. I thought that was a table.
Do you see that?
So there's. Oh my God, that's so good.
And there's Aubrey. Shona Carter Brooks. Yeah. Sorry.
I mean, I don't know. I can't even read what she wrote because I can't do it justice.
That baby is real.
Just read it in your own words.
Ripley, Tennessee. We den went exclusive. We made the radio, the official KBLX fan page today. People questioning what we do, commenting all negative, and just doing the most. We good, though. We covered by the blood, which never loses its power. So to the media, radio, news, and whoever else wanting to talk about what we do here, we go, media, I see how it works. Regardless of the situation or purpose, people gone have something negative to say. The answer is we do what we want, when we want, long as Jesus on our side, everything worked out fine and gone continued to be fine. Our 1 month old was awake and well secured on my train. Most important, while y'all got your feelings in us, we had our hearts in Christ who covers us all. So keep your mouths running, for it was just the exclusive and epic enough. We made top blog way from small town Tennessee and the social media doing what they do, talk. Who paid y'all for y'all comments? None. So watch us. We do us. Too blessed for mess. Thank God we ain't no celebrities. Oops, got fans. Guess we is. Sign off, Mr. and Mrs. Brooks.
Party.
You're like,
Too long to listen to that. There's a haters gotta hate. We got to celebrate.
We gotta pull our babies on our train.
And then somebody was like in the comment section was like, "Well, let me translate this for you." And they put it into white speak for everyone.
Oh, no.
And it's pretty funny. And he just finishes. He goes, "Now some of the nuance is lost in translation, mostly considering the caste system of how she's better than everyone and how the rest of the people are lower who need to look up to her." But meh. I haven't had my lunch yet.
She was hungry.
Adore Delano. You are the friend everybody deserves. You're such a lovely person
to
get to know.
That is so fucking sweet of you to say.
I love you. I really enjoyed
our
time.
He just wants you to do porn.
I just want you to do porn. Before, like, all this happened, like, no joke, in November, around November, every part of my body was released on Tumblr, and I had to write Tumblr personally, and I had to get it removed because, like, this boy, Sean, you motherfucker, He released my nudes all over Tumblr, and this little girl was like, "Is this you?" And like, sent it to me. And
how did you get a hold of Tumblr to get them removed?
Oh, I had to write some people, baby.
Oh, wow.
I had to contact people. He was sending it on YouTube comments and everything, and I had to contact Meg. Thank you, Meg, from YouTube, and she removed that.
Were they like dirty? Like, were you doing?
Oh,
stuff?
There was like every part of my body because it was a webcam. Like, I was like drunk and just like, yeah, and it was like. My feet, my
don't
ass.
Don't talk about
like,
that.
Oh, I don't give a fuck.
It's like getting people curious.
Everybody
I didn't say it looked bad. I just said it was everywhere on the fucking internet. I didn't want it on there. But
and Tumblr was good about taking it down?
Yeah, they took it down.
Oh, wow. That's
amazing. The first time in history that Tumblr has actually been on the side of like kindness and nice.
I was like, "Hi, I'm going to be on Drag Race and I need this removed right now, please."
No problem, Miss Adore. No problem at all.
Can you
and
please
so you're
going to
be at Roscoe's tonight or Tuesday?
You're
going to
be tonight on Wednesday and Tuesday.
Tuesday we're doing Till Death Do Us Party is when my album comes out. We're doing a release party. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. I think I'm just hosting and listening to the songs.
You're not going to lip sync to your own songs? Come on, lip sync to your own songs, bitch.
You know what I've been doing, though?
You don't know the words to your own songs, do you?
I've been busting.
Watermelon.
Cucumber every now and then. I've been busting a Sharon and just play the fucking track and sing over it because when you can't hit the note, just
is that what Mariah Carey?
I mean, every drag queen does that, but I mean,
what do you explain that to me? What did you just?
what kind of shade did you just throw Sharon?
No, I love Sharon. No, I love that bitch. I'm supposed to be doing.
He rings the bell every time you mention Sharon's name.
Well, we gotta get
What are you supposed to be doing?
I don't know.
Tell us. Give us the scoop. Give us the scoop. Sharon doesn't mind. Sharon listens to the podcast. She loves us.
I love Sharon to death. Yeah. She's very, very fucking sweet.
She's family.
After the reunion, I love her.
Yeah.
I talked her off of many a ledge.
Tell me after the show what you guys
I will.
Okay.
I love Sharon.
Know the tea.
I'm very, very grateful for her sweetness. Where the fuck do you get these
And then
things?
On Wednesday night, you're going to be doing what they, the like 10 of you bitches
like
are going to be
there. 10 of the bitches. It's fucked up because I don't know who the other four that I ain't in there, but that's fucked up. But there's going to be 10 of us there and we're performing, I guess, like 7 and 1 or something. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but.
Yeah, you have a VIP one that costs like $60. Mm-hmm. And then
it's sold out.
And for the dirty masses, it's $25, I think, later, and that's at Ross.
I have anxiety.
Okay,
already.
Let me tell you the lineup here. Ooh, let me mute that there.
It's gonna be
Darianne Lake, Jocelyn Fox, Bianca Del Rio, Milk, April Carrion, Gia Gunn, you, Adore Delano, Courtney Act, Vivacious, Ben De La Creme, and Jade.
Oh. Ann Jade.
Ann Jade.
Everybody in Chicago, they just call her Ann Jade.
Ann Jade.
Because, like, she said, like, this drag queen, Ann Jade.
And pork chop. And no, I'm just kidding.
I want pork chop to tour more.
Pork chop said she wants to come and do cooking with drag queens, and we're going to cook up some pork chop.
She's fun.
It's cannibalism.
You know who's fascinating?
Who?
Tammy Brown.
Oh,
she's
yeah.
She's never mm-hmm. off.
She's been on the podcast a couple of times, and we're just like.
What is she like?
She's
fun, but I'm just like.
She's outer space.
Okay, I just want to say for the record, I've hung out with Tammy Brown, and she's very normal and
no.
a little bit exaggerated, a little bit creative. I've hung out with her,
and she talks
Spanish with her. She's very
she's
on
was
the she level.
Spanish brings was, her back down to earth.
Was Tammy at the reunion? Yeah.
It's a little bit of an act.
So. I don't know, but I've hung out with her multiple times. I'm like, Tammy. I'm like, I love it. Fuck yes.
Mm-hmm. But see, a lot of the girls are going to act weird around you mm-hmm. because you'll talk about them.
Oh, no. I'm in space with her because I'm a fucking chameleon, man. I'm like, what planet do you want, bitch? Just visit it. Let's do it. So when she's talking, I'm like, fuck yeah, and blah, blah. And then she'll be like, So we like, I play well with her, but she says, always on to me, I feel. It's never like, Sharon is like on in front of people, but when it's one-on-one, she's cool. Like, it's like, mm-hmm. But Tammy's never like off.
I love Sharon because Sharon is a storyteller. She can tell you just stories forever.
She's awesome.
It's like, a roller coaster.
Wow. I love me some Sharon.
Drop some acid, go visit Sharon Needles.
Yeah.
And you're going to have a good time.
Yeah, fucking party time.
I want to remind folks that we can't do the show without your support. So if you're not a Plus member yet, consider signing up today at feastoffun.com/plus because your financial contribution, your subscriptions to the show is what makes this show happen.
And you can't listen to all the interviews with all the girls from RuPaul's Drag Race, all the world's top drag queens, like Lady Bunny, if you don't subscribe. So go to feastoffun.com/plus. All right, hunty.
We also have t-shirts for sale at feastoffun.com/store, and those shirts help pay the bills as well. We gotta keep the lights on, pay for the air conditioning, and feed the dog. So go to feastoffun.com.
That's not a nice
store.
Thing to say about your guest.
What? I wasn't talking about a door.
I was sexting while you were saying that. What's going on?
Show us your dirty picture. Get a door. I'll show you mine.
We have to get a door some Burger
just
King.
Just my nipples.
Some Burger King. I love a good Burger King.
It is good.
Any food I'll take.
Well, let's go get something to eat.
Get your hunty t-shirt.
Yeah, your friend's saying yes. She's hungry. Let's get something to eat. Adore Delano. We adore you. And may you never be Delano alone. I don't know. I'm trying to do it.
Pun intended. It could work.
Pun intended.
Somebody stretch it out. Something.
What pun?
And congratulations on how good your life is going and your career is going.
Thank you.
Couldn't happen to a better person.
Don't fuck it up.
You got to work your ass off for what you want.
And you've worked your ass off.
I'm fucking working my ass off. 3 hours of sleep is a fucking privilege.
Well, you
I don't
look
know
good.
How you girls Thank do you. It. Out at the bar all night and then up in the morning taking flights. It's crazy.
You get a schedule going. I'm like, 2 hours. No. Just for the record.
I'm just blowing my nose.
Just for the record, I've never tried cocaine, ecstasy, or heroin. Okay,
how about crystal meth?
I've never tried anything. I used to smoke weed a lot in high school, but that's it. My mom would kill me. My dad's a drug addict, so I don't want to turn out like him.
Oh, no.
Aw, cue the aw. I did that show.
Oh, my God.
My dad's a druggie.
It's a Dora Delano public service announcement.
Do not try drugs, kids.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Adore Delano.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow. And later this week, Michael Urie from Ugly Betty talks about Barbara Streisand and his new show, Buyer and Seller, here in Chicago. Mm-hmm. It's here.
Party.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Bye.
Yay.
Mm-hmm.